Blog Talk Radio.
Prophetic is the brother Marvin when he says it makes me want to holler the way they do our lives. Shalom, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Straight No Chaser. I'm the brother V along with brother Ray. Shalom, brother Ray.
Shalom, Israel. How you doing, brother, this morning?
I'm doing good. Like they say, Hebrew should, man. I'm doing good. You know, My dinner table's clean. I'm not participating in the sacrificial day of paganism. But I was just saying, man, yeah, we living in Jacob's trouble. And, you know, that song, I play that song because it makes me want to holler the way they do in the lives of our people, the scattered diaspora of Israel, the Hebrews, and the things that we're going through in this earth and in this time. It's quite a bit, you know?
Yes. Yes, it is, you know.
What's going on with you down in your area?
It wax worse and worse. Nothing, you know, I was telling you yesterday, I got this day off work because the world about to celebrate the day they killed blacks and Indians. And, you know, we understand that it's just a lie from the adversary to keep us away from the truth. So you'll get Christians and all these other groups that will come together to celebrate Thanksgiving for something that caused death for so many of our people. For me, I get to get paid and not be around any of these heathen jackals. So it's a good day for me.
That's right. We get paid. We get the time off. We still living in the midst of the biggest lie ever. It's amazing for me to look out my window or even last night at the grocery store to see these Edomites getting worked up, getting pumped up over their holiday, because, you know, they don't celebrate this holiday in other countries because it's all about the raping and pillaging of this country and what they did. And in the back of their minds, I know they know what they celebrate, the death and slaughter of over 50 million Native American Indians. They pumped them up with turkey and dressing and pumpkins and everything and got them just all set up for the kill. Gave them the blankets with the syphilis and the diseases, no, the smallpox in there, and then went to war on them, took the land, and then shipped us over here to work the land. And then after that, every Friday after Thanksgiving was called Black Friday, where they would sell the slaves and trade them off to each other. And that's what this country is steeped in.
A lot of people don't understand Thanksgiving as well as the 4th of July. To the traditions of this country, America, you know, where we got sent back to in slavery is Egypt, that are dedicated to killing Israelites and keeping them suppressed. I know I did a teaching before where America made a treaty with the Moors, which were black folks. A lot of the Indians were black people. I know we only got this premonition that we only came here to this country on slave ships. There were blacks here. There were black Indians. You know,
a lot of those
Indians that got killed were of black descent. Not to take away from any Indians that were red descent, they got killed too. But they killed blacks. We celebrate Thanksgiving and the 4th of July. One of the things that killed me with the 4th of July is that you're celebrating that they want to keep you three-fifths a man and keep you enslaved forever. That's what you celebrate.
Right.
Thanksgiving, you celebrating them, putting a people in captivity, breaking the treaty they had with them. They broke the treaty they had with the Moors. They broke the treaty they had with the Indians. Put them in what we are now in housing, but they put them in their own little, what do they call it, where they put the Indians at now? Their land or whatever, reservations. They put them on their
reservations.
And they locked them, in one place and raped, pillaged, took away what they already had, what the Most High, what the Creator already gave them, was some land for them to do as they will. So we celebrate these things. And the most important, because I got some scriptures I wanted to see, but. And then we turn away from the things the Most High tells us to keep in His remembrance, the things we should do. We forget about those completely. And then we go to these churches and we celebrate things like this. They can't wait to get together and get some pig and some turkey and some collard greens and some stuffing cranberry sauce and just have good old Christian time. But, you know, these stuff are the things that beguiled us and kept us away from Father.
Let me read what you're talking about real quick in the Apocrypha, which was a part of the original 1611 Bible. in 2 Esdras 13. I'm going to start at verse 40. Those are the 10 tribes which were carried away prisoners out of their own land in the time of Hosea. These were the 10 tribes, and I believe they were part of the, the southern kingdom? No, the northern kingdom.
Northern kingdom.
Yeah,
northern kingdom was the 10.
Yeah,
southern
where I'm reading. Right. Let me finish 2 Esdras 13, 41. But the northern kingdom, the 10 tribes, it says, they took this counsel among themselves. Well, let me give you a pretext first. They were in Syrian captivity, and they took counsel among themselves. And they would lead the multitude of the heathen and go forth into a further country where never a mankind dwelt. Verse 42, that they might keep their statutes, which they never kept in their own land. And they entered into Euphrates by the narrow passage of the river. Verse 44, for the Most High then showed signs for them, and hail stilled the flood till they were passed over. Verse 45, for through that country there was a great way to go, namely a whole year and a half, and the same region is called Arsareth. The land that we call America today was known as Arsareth, a land that was never known or inhabited. The Most High, it took them a year and a half to get there by boat, and the Most High held back the waters, just like he parted the Red Sea, so that the northern kingdom could get over here. Verse 45, for through that country there was a great way to go, namely of a year and a half, and the same region is called Arsareth. Then dwelt they there until the latter time. And now when they shall begin to come, the highest shall stay the springs of the stream again, that they may go through, therefore sawest the multitude with peace. But those that be left behind of thy people are they that are found within my borders. Now when he destroyeth the multitude of the nations that are gathered together, he shall defend his people that remain. So it goes on to tell you how they escaped, how they left the land, how they went through. If you read that whole, the rest of that chapter, that tells you who the North American Indians were, where they came from. They were the Northern Kingdom. They were dark-skinned. They were the seed of Jacob, and they escaped captivity, and the Most High led them to this land. And it was reportedly known that Columbus reported this verse of Scripture to the Queen and said, I think I know where they are, because he read our records, our scroll, and they traveled over here, him and Amerigo Vespucci and a bunch of other conquerors, and they found the people, so they came over here with a plan to capture them and destroy them and take this land.
That's a great reading, powerful. And and it tells you in our word, in our manuscript, that all these nations are confederate against us. So even over there in Europe and all those things, they've done things to hide and keep you from knowing who your power is, keep you from knowing your history, keep you from knowing where you need to go back to, that you are the people of a promise. These days that we celebrate, these days that our ancestors have initiated themselves to, let cling into their lives, keep you in that stupidity. That keeps you in that stupor. It keeps you from waking up. You're celebrating your captives or your captors' traditions. The days that he came and was fettered against you to keep you from knowing who you are. Each year after year after year, you're celebrating you staying enslaved. And when we read and we do this, and they think we're extreme, but we're not extreme. We're just trying to wake you the hell up, trying to get you to understand that there are days that we need to keep, but it's not these. There's traditions that we need to have, but it's not of man. So all this stuff, the reason why we proclaim out loud and shout to the four winds, and so our brothers and sisters know that there's a better way to go. And the only way we should go is the way with the Most High. That was a great reading.
That is the reading that they took away from us because they didn't want us to have this understanding of who was actually in the land, because they had these lies talking about the Mongols was over here, the Asians traveled across the some type of strait, migrated, and Eskimos and all that. No, it was our people. The Most High took a year and a half, brought the Northern Kingdom, parts of the Northern Kingdom, because this chapter also says that some were left behind, but they were scattered, and that he's still going to gather them. So, yeah, the Most High knew exactly what was going to happen. So the Northern Kingdom was over here before us, and then the Southern Kingdom went in cargo ships, which we read in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, 60 through 68. Parts of the Southern Kingdom came over, and then that's when we began to assemble together again. That's why we begin to, a lot of the slaves intermingled with the Indians, because we had some of the same customs. What they hide from us is that they have found Phonetic Hebrew, Paleo Hebrew, the commandments, the statutes and laws hidden, and they found pyramids and all types of artifacts that relate to Hebrew, but they just don't want you to know that. And if you go back and even watch some of the older Indian movies, you have the Indian saying, ahaya, haya, haya, haya. Sounds funny, but that's why they always did that chant. And they would even say, some of them even said, Yahuwah. But it was, you know, I'm not going to get into that whole name thing, but it was a reason that they were speaking part Hebrew, but nobody wants to really tell you the truth. And that's why they start putting images in the cowboy movies and making you think he was a red man and straight hair. And those were the conquered. Those were the ones that were conquered, and they were intermingled with other nations because they did rape and pillage. So let's not forget the rape. And there was a lot of Christians, because this was during the Crusades. A lot of the priests, or whatever you want to call them, for that Catholic movement would come over here on those ships and would go back and report that these are the lost tribes over here. We have found them. They would tell the queen this. So their sole purpose was to come over here and destroy. I don't care if people say that was a long time ago. It's a tradition, and people are carrying it on today, not knowing that everything on that Thanksgiving table represents a part of the destruction of the Indians, the cranberry representing the blood, stuffing the turkey, talking about how they would cut babies out of women's wombs and chop heads off and stuff heads and do all these terrible things to the Indians and lynch them and hung them. Same thing they did to the Southern Kingdom when we came over here as slaves. They didn't stop hanging us until what? They still hanging some of our people down south. It's parts of the south we still can't go into. So you're right, brother. This, that 4th of July and this Thanksgiving, this stuff is crazy because even the 4th of July with the fireworks, it's America trying to do a show of force, and they're putting their little show of force with their fireworks in the face of God, trying to show their technology and what they have and what they can do, and have all of the citizens in amazement at their technology and what they can do, because they think they're prepared to fight the Most High and the Son of Man when he returns. But nonetheless, brothers and sisters out there, at any level you participate on this day, you're participating in a pagan ritual, and somebody's being sacrificed today, or was sacrificed at midnight last night to the gods that represent this holiday, which is why our people, we don't celebrate these days. We celebrate the high holy days, the Feast of Ahaya, and come out from amongst her, my people. I know it's tough. Some of you may be listening to the show live right now because you don't have, you're feeling a little bit lonely because your family's wondering where you are. Listen, if you got to go be with your family, don't compromise. Don't eat that honey baked ham. Stand for what you believe in, you know. But for the most part, if your decision is to stay away from them and cut it off altogether, I just say be encouraged. And I applaud you, but most importantly, the Most High sees that you're taking a stance. What you want to say, my brother?
I have some good words. I got some scriptures I'm going to read. 2 Corinthians 11. You got your rib with you?
She right here.
Come on, brother.
Yeah, how you doing, Sister Tamai? You want to read?
Oh, okay, hold on, I'm sorry.
2 Corinthians 11?
Yeah, 2 Corinthians 11, we'll go down from 1 through 4. I'm going to stop in a couple places because I just want to get the... I really want to get the message that he's trying to put out. Then we're going to go to Genesis 3.
Second Corinthians, Second Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 1. Would to God ye could bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me. Verse 2.
All right. So we're going to listen real quick, sister. So he said, bear with me in my folly. So that's the word folly means a lack of good sense, foolishness. All right, it's something that was built for no particular purpose. So Paul is there. He said, bear with me in my foolishness for a second. And if you are in this walk, and we've had people, family members who we love, like my brother was just saying, that, you know, don't be quick to go into the ways. I know it may be family. You might have loved ones. They might have somebody that just passed away, and you're just trying to spend some time with them. But you don't have to enact in their foolishness or in their folly. Also, if you choose to refrain, you should be encouraged, because what you have decided to do is walk like the Most High. It doesn't matter if the world starts hating you or shunning you because you don't take up the ways of the adversary. That's okay, because if you decide to walk the way he's walked, you should be encouraged. All right, sister, keep going.
Verse 2 of 2 Corinthians 11, verse 2. For I am a jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have exposed you to one husband. I may present you as a chastened virgin to Christ.
All right, most of us right now, we are not chaste virgins, right? I've been in adultery. And when I say I've been in adultery, I've taken another gospel. I've taught about another God. I've preached of another Jesus. I've done all this stuff. So what we're trying to do now is raise up our children so they will not have this. So eventually us as Israel will get back to that point where we will not teach, preach, say anything of another Christ. Won't say nothing of another Ahaya Shah Ahaya. Won't say nothing of another Yeshaya. Not say nothing of another Yeshua. Only keep and live as we were ordained to do. And he tells us that he was jealous over us, and he only exposed us to be with one. And as we get further into this little writing, we see that anything that takes us from being with your husband or your wife, no matter what day of the week it is, you're supposed to stay away from it. Your wife, your earthly wife, or your earthly husband won't hear none of that crap, the reason why you're going to go hang around and be with somebody else for no reason. So that's the same way that our Creator is saying that I don't care if it's Christmas, Thanksgiving, anything that's going to separate you from the commandment. He doesn't want to hear that. Go ahead, sister.
Verse 3. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve, subtlety, so your mind.
All right. Hold on one second there. So he said, lest the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety. Subtlety means, you know, he went in there nice and smooth, went in there like an old, like an old pimp, just like an old gangster, went in there nice, which you couldn't see. But we don't look at the word beguile. The word beguile means to charm, to attract, to enchant, to entrance, to win over, to woo, to captivate, to bewitch, to spellbound, to dazzle, to hypnotize, to mesmerize, to seduce. We look at all these holidays, all these pagan ways. They come with music. They come with fanfare. They come with the seducing that comes from the adversary. They will tell you over and over again, from your churches to the TVs, to this nation itself, how great these things are, how purposeful they are. But then on the other hand, they will come out their same forked two mouth and tell you that you don't need to keep what my brother was just telling you, the high days. You don't have to keep the feast days. You don't have to keep the Sabbath. You don't have to keep the Passover. You don't have to keep days of unleavened bread. All the days that the Father told you is forever. But all these other days, they will come with all their attraction and fanfare, and they'll come in there subtle, too. because it'll start teaching your children at a young age. The TV's blaring. They got Batman and Wonder Woman and all these different toys going on TV with gleams and things. And all they can say, I can't wait to Christmas. I can't wait to get to Thanksgiving. All the family's going to come eat this wine. It's so good. No, it's not. All these things are going to be said bad for you. So that's the reason why he said he comes to you subtly. That's how he came to Eve. And he beguiled her, bewitched her. And that's the same thing that we're going through. We are getting trialed in the fire. So you got to break this bewitching that's coming over you and your loved ones and the rest of your family. Go ahead, sister.
Verse 4. Well, I need to finish verse 3. It said, should be corrupt from the simplicity that is in the Christ. Verse 4. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear be with him.
All right. So our Most High. But that's it, sister. That's all we need. So our Most High tells you he's jealous. And he tells you right here, Paul writing this letter, and you can go to Genesis 3 to understand the full thing of what he's talking about. But he says that he's jealous over you. But Paul tells you might as well bear with him if you understand another gospel. We understand there's only one gospel, the gospel of the kingdom. That's the one that comes with all the law, statute, and commandment. If someone comes to me preaching the prosperity gospel, you come to me with another gospel. You come to me saying you can do what you want to do, God's going to forgive you. Again, you're coming to me with another gospel. You're coming to me with a different spirit. If me and my brother say, one of the things we were talking about as we were doing our Father's Holy Day, I was like, hey, I got me a show already. I'm blowing. I'm trying to teach my kids these things. I'm trying to come in the spirit of the Most High. I'm trying to come to the spirit of the one that says, I am. Right? If I come in here with Thanksgiving, some pig, if I come in here with the 4th of July, if I come with Christmas, if I come with Easter, I'm coming in a different spirit. I'm not coming in the spirit of the Most High. I don't need to come in the spirit of there's going to be, a great rapture. I know there's a whole bunch of woes that come for the great rapture. I know there's the Feast of the Trumpets, and he's coming back with the blast of that shofar. So I know all this, the spirit I need to be in because I know his word. So all this stuff that Paul was writing down here lets you know that there's foolishness, and he had foolishness that was in his life. But we need to break from these traditions of man, these Christmas, these Thanksgiving, these things that's coming into the images and affecting our children to make us stay in a stupor and stay asleep. What do you think, Brother D?
Most definitely, that's why people are so quick to succumb to it and just be engulfed with the festivities of it all, and camaraderie. But that's how we get duped, like you said. So it's spot on.
Yeah, we've seen Genesis 3 where, and it's funny because what's the first thing Adam did? He blamed the woman, boy. He said, hey, she's the one that gave it to me. I'm the one to eat. And then he asked her. The Most High said, hey, what'd you do? What'd you do, woman? She told him to Satan. He beguiled me. He enchanted her. He tricked her. He lied to her. Because the Most High said, don't eat of this tree or you'll surely die. And Satan, right. The first thing he says, you ain't going to die. But he know you'll be as a god. So part of it, he told the truth, and part of it was a lie. It's the same way you go to churches. That Reverend Porkchop ain't coming up there every Sunday and telling you straight lie, 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 lie. He's going to rub some truth in it. And then he's going to spread that old filth along with it to keep you beguiled. You'll read one scripture out the Bible that he's doing, Reverend Feelgood, and you say, oh, no, he read this one out the book. But then he put down a book and told you a bunch of lies behind it. You can't.
Right.
A little leaven ruins the whole lump. And what Satan did was ruin what the Most High had with us, our fellowship, our commune with him. In that garden, that peace and tranquility we had with him. He ruined it, a little leaven. And then also, he put a curse on Satan in that part of that book. He said, curse on you more than any cattle, any beast, anything else that goes on the earth. And we know his curse is to be in the lake of fire. And we tell you, don't be in the lake with snakes. right? You have a choice to choose the commandments. You have a choice to choose the ways of the Most High. And my brother, he came on with his exact purpose to give glory to the Most High and to tell you that you don't have to choose all these things that's going out in the world, but you can choose to walk with the Most High. You can choose to keep his commandments. And that's the reason why we stay away from these pagan ways, these pagan traditions. We are choosing to walk with the Most High.
Exactly, on any level. So, like Eve came back and told Adam, this won't hurt you. Don't let your woman talk you into going to get some turkey and dressing today. but you know what? When you bring up that, I'm not going to get off the point. That man is that covering for that woman. And for her to wander off and go over in that vicinity, he should have been on top of it. Like, where you going? Because she wandered off over there to get that conversation, and you got to watch that conversation. And this whole world, like you said, Reverend Porkchop, the job, everybody, will make you believe 98% of your truth is accurate, but throw that little bit of leaven in there, that 1%, and it will throw you off. This ain't going to happen.
Yes.
It's just this. Just like my wife was telling me at her job, a bunch of Christian folks talking about, well, I'm just going to eat. You know, and that's the first thing they do. I'm just going to eat. But you blessing the sacrifice, most people don't know, and I can get technical, that they actually do a satanic prayer over the majority of the turkeys that they send out to these stores because they know that that turkey is a part of the worship of that god and that pagan holiday. It's not as simple as the world tries to make it seem to you. So we just talked about earlier the origin, which was the slaughter of the Indians, our people, the northern kingdom, but now it's steeped in high hellish days of witchcraft because we're getting ready to go into the winter solstice, and so it's a preparatory period, and we just got through with the time when they worship the god of the harvest, praying for a harvest from Satan. For the springtime and summertime. So all these things, a lot of people are ignorant to the foundation, the basis of all of these celebrations and what it really means. So they just get us all to participate on a lower level. And if you look at a pyramid, there's something happening on the top level of that pyramid. But at the bottom level of that pyramid, it's everyone that's getting together today to eat the same type of food, which is ritualistic. It's a ritual. So we're not going to celebrate a day of blood, a day of remembrance, and we're not going to participate in the rituals. I know you got to eat something. Go eat something. That's fine. I ain't saying fast. But don't get caught up in the ritual because it is a lie. And if you'll do Thanksgiving, you'll do Christmas, you'll do the 4th of July, and next thing you know, you're compromising and you're not setting yourself up. You know, let's not forget that we just had terrorist attacks. There's the third woe. But the scripture talks about the third woe, which is that we're looking at the third world war that's coming up. Russia and Turkey. There's so many things happening overseas. Africans are being slaughtered by the millions, and you sitting over here got the nerve to try to celebrate. People are being devastated, killed. Palestinians and Syrians, babies are being shot down, murdered and killed by bombs and drones are dropping bombs in towns, and you got the nerve to sit up here and celebrate. And it's coming over here. The chickens are coming home to roost. So much bloodshed here. My stomach is sick. And all the damn cops shooting my young black brothers down in the streets. All the marching and protesting. All the churches keeping the money to themselves. And the pastor living in a big mansion. It's getting sickening. And I'm glad my people are starting to awaken and say, wait a minute. And I got news for you that it's probably going to get a whole lot worse out here in these streets. So we talked last week about Black Friday. Stay out in malls. Don't go buy nothing from Target that supports the prison complex, Walmart that supports the military complex. All these things are meant to enslave you. We shouldn't participate in any of this madness. Keep your money in your community and go bless somebody that doesn't have. You don't need to go feed a family today because every hypocrite in the world today is feeding a family. Then tomorrow they're going to start hating your black you-know-what again. people despise you because they know who you are and they're scared you're going to rise up. They know that the chickens are coming home to roost because there's too much blood. Let's not forget, Cain killed Abel. The blood from the ground cried up to the Most High. He heard it. All the bloodshed of our babies is crying up to the Most High. When he comes back, it's going to be a bloody day. He's not coming back playing no harp, no violin, skipping through the daisies, asking for fish and honeycomb. Ain't going to be that. He's coming back with a sword in his hand and a can of you-know-what.
You know, you said a couple of things that I want you to say again or just elaborate on. The one was the money that Israelites are spending at Target and Walmart. And you said the Target's going to exactly where to help what?
Target puts their money into the prison complex to help build up these prisons to invest in what's enslaving our people. That's another form of modern-day slavery. And we all run to Target.
And what about Walmart?
Military complex. Armed forces.
And I know.
That's why it's reported that they're going to turn these Walmart stores into detention centers, detainment centers. That's why Walmart backwards is martial law, Mart law.
And I know a lot of this stuff, you know, and it's because you don't got eyes to see or ears to hear. It goes over you. And when he's talking about prison systems, more of our brothers and sisters, Hebrew Israelites, went into jail under Clinton, under three strikes and out, over crack cocaine. Well, all these same nationalities was using crack cocaine or using any form of cocaine, just like our people were. But more of our people went into jail. So what you're doing is supporting and encouraging that treatment of Israelites by going to Targets, by rushing there on all these holidays or these fake days. You're supporting your own captivity. Walmart, the ones that are supporting the military, I'm going to go even a step further. When they start making all those female caps, just like when he broke out with the executive order that Obama had, 13306, I think it is, when they start making all these female camps and start slavery coming back into place, you have helped build your own concentration camp. You have helped build your own FEMA camp by supporting all these traditions of this Babylonian establishment. Again, we don't think of it the way that it's going down. We don't see the game being played the way it's getting played in front of our eyes. The funniest thing was, I don't know if it was a week ago or 2 weeks ago, when you were talking about the Time magazine, how they say pig caused you cancer and all these things that caused you cancer. Well, why would you take that from this white man or take this from this country when brothers and sisters have been claiming this from the Most High from generation to generation to stay away from swine? This is not a new thing. So the things that we're telling you, that you're in the land of your captivity, stay away from the ways of the heathen, because that's what the Most High has already predained, may his word be praised, we're not telling you something new. That if you're staying in the ways of the heathen, it's to hurt Israel, period. It's another nation that's coming to hurt Israel. So anytime he's exploring Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter, the only thing you're doing is put another nail in your baby's coffin, your grandbaby's coffin, or your own coffin. And I thought that was good words, brother.
Well, man, you know, I don't know how things are going to play out, but this Bible knows. This Bible has over 2,000-something prophecies, and I'd say about 2,000 have been fulfilled. This is the only book that tells us what's happening, and it's crazy. Every time we turn on CNN and see something happening, we can go straight to the scripture and see where it said it was going to happen. So I'm not surprised. So I can say, I can't give you, you got a lot of brothers get on these radios and tell you what's going to happen and Jacob's trouble and these are the times and this is going to happen. Man, you ain't saying nothing that the book don't already say, but don't think you have a corner on the market of telling us exactly how it's going to go. Because even Yeshaya said, I don't know when I'm supposed to come back. Only the Father knows. and he'll tell me when it's time. So he didn't even get on to the disciples and tell them, yeah, it's gonna happen, and then I'm going to come. He just gave us an analogy of the atmosphere and what the ambiance would be like. All he could tell you is that it would be like this, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be with the coming of the Son of Man. And we see that. People don't even realize we got clones walking around. We eating genetic salmon and food and
yes.
Splice and all kind of stuff. We don't even know what we eating anymore. We just believe what the package says. We got GMOs. We got Monsanto. People are not going to be ready for this thing I'm telling you about, these clones and these genetically manipulated people. But I'll tell you one scripture that tells you that it's going to come, a lot of truth is going to come out. Yeshua said, men's hearts will fail them for fear of what's coming on the land. That means that we're going to see some things that's going to scare the hell out of us, and we are not going to believe. We're going to see spirits materialize, demons, things are going to come out the abyss, and on this, we're going to see what man's been tampering with in these deep underground military bases. We're going to see what these Nephilim underground have been doing, who they've been sleeping with, who you've been walking next to and riding the bus with. It's all going to come clear. It's going to be a race riot because everybody's getting hostile. And then on top of that, they're going to keep on doing these false flag attacks and blowing stuff up so they can put military in the streets. We already saw it in Paris, and we're seeing it in parts of the United States. You got people with assault weapons standing in front of malls and markets talking about they're there for your safety. No, they're going to turn them guns on us and tell us where to go and when to go. The chips are already in place. They are doing their depopulation through food and medicine. They're killing people off. A young person in their teens or 20s can't call me no old man anymore because the food they eating, they may not live to see 30. You got people in their 20s having massive heart attacks, strokes, brain tumors, cancer, dying off, smoking weed. They don't know what it's going to do to them. Can't even get fresh food. Nah, brother, they would want to hope to be blessed to make it, to be as old as we are, elders in the community, because right now Satan got a target on their backs. So we got a lot of things that's transpiring, man, and all we can say is that you better hold fast to the Most High through his commandments, our original culture, and our laws, and separate yourself from this society that means nothing but harm to the indigenous people, the 12 tribes, even what they call white trash. They don't like you. So all you nations better bow down, because every knee will bow eventually. And you're going to recognize that there's only one God, the Most High, and every other nation is worshiping fallen angels, as spoke of in Genesis the 6th chapter and in the book of Jude. And Enoch warned us about this. When people see this stuff, they're going to realize that it wasn't just at the movie theater that you paid $15 to get into and eat some popcorn. They're going to realize that this stuff is real, and they've been hiding it in plain sight because they knew I wouldn't believe it. People are so programmed.
Yeah, great words. I'm going to read Daniel 7:25. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and he shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change time and laws, and they shall be given into his hands until time and times and dividing of times. We know from some of the stuff that my brother was just saying that come the latter times, he's going to wear out the saints. I mean, he's going to put a whooping on us that are walking in these statutes and commandments. If you can't stay away from mama and daddy and them, the rest of your family, just because they want to eat a little turkey, you may not be worthy of the Most High anyway. Because when he comes across and start coming these times of Jacob's trouble, when they get so bad, like my brother said in the scriptures, men's heart are going to fail out of fear. People are going to be lining up to take the mark of the beast, because he's going to tell you there's no food, when the Most High has already created all the food you'll need. So if you can't stay away, you can't be strong and be of good courage right now during all these pagan holidays when you got the right to make a good choice and walk as the Most High. When these other things come upon you, you're gonna crumble like a house of cards. You're gonna be like the one that built his house on the sand. Because these are little tribulations, these are little burdens that you got to go through. Now, I'm not going to stick with your traditions. I love you. You know, I love the family, but we don't do Thanksgiving. We don't do Christmas. I'm not going to have any part of it, but I love y'all. You know, I was in the dark at one point in time. Your family can be in the dark. It don't mean that they won't wake up later. One or two of them say, hey, this is a terrible tradition that we're doing, and I'm going to stop doing it. But you have to be of good courage. You have to be strong, because it's going to come out of time where he's going to wear out the saints. You ever been on the block and you see somebody just take a good butt whooping and say, man, they wore that boy out. They had to jump on and get Pookie and Day-Day off of him because he wasn't going to go home to his mom today if they didn't start wearing that boy out. And that's what we're going to go through. We're going to go through a beating. So
man,
we
going
stay
through
up.
Stuff. Hey, we going through that stuff right now. People scared. They don't know if they're going to get shot by the police. Man, please, we're going through it now, but it's going to get worse. I agree with you.
No, it's going to get way worse. You said worse than the days of Noah. Think about how bad slavery was for us, right? They were chopping off toes, hanging us from trees, celebrating it. I mean, we're going to go back to worse than what it was in slavery time. And a lot of people also want to comprehend that, or they just want to lie to themselves. But when they start putting us in these camps, when they start tricking us, and when they start telling people, hey, you better come to this doctor or else, we don't want to hear nothing about your Sabbath day. We don't want to hear nothing about what we're giving you to eat. We don't care if it's Jim. I mean, they're going to come out one point in time because they're already breaking you off at this genetic modified. They're already breaking you off at this guy, little poison. And they're going to tell you, we don't care if he is. You better eat this. I mean, it's going to come to a time where you're going to have to stand on the words of the Most High, even it means unto death. So when we talk about teaching your loved ones and teaching those children and teaching them as being an example, being an actual elder of the community of the Most High, that means that you're going to shun all those, even when it comes with the adversary to you saying that, hey, these are the commandments you don't keep anymore. You only keep our commandments because you're in our land. And you've got to tell them that every land is the land of the Most High. That even though you've entrapped my body, you have not entrapped my spirit. And my Most High is my power. He will deliver me, and he's going to burn all ye heathens up when he comes back. Because we don't got no missiles. We don't got no IBMs. We don't got no, where they got stuff in outer space that can track you down if they want to. We don't have that. But the Most High says he's going to shut all that down when he comes back. So you got to be of strong courage and keep his commandments.
Man, they got antimatter weapons. They got things they could do to you with this cell phone. They got stuff they can do with the satellites to penetrate your address and find you with that cell phone you got in your back pocket. They got things that they can cause your brain to explode, have a tumor, have a heart attack. Somebody can walk by you on the streets and tap you real quick with a little tack type tap, and you be then dropped dead. They can just do all kinds of stuff if they wanted to. So I'm letting you know that the saints of the Most High are only being protected by the Most High, because he said, he that letteth will let for a season. And when he pulls that back, then that grace is gone. It's over. So he's protecting those that keep his commandments. And let me help y'all out real quick. Let me read this, brother, on some of that stuff you were saying. People think the saints and the people that go to church on Sunday, that's sun worship. We ain't talking about them. They ain't the saints. We're talking about saints. Nah. When the saints go marching in. Nah. Let me read Psalms 148 and 13. Let them praise the name of the Most High, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. Verse 14. So this is Psalms 148 and 14. He also exalteth the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. The saints are the children of Israel. And let me tell you about the children of Israel. Psalms 147 and 18, he sendeth out his word and melteth them. He causeth his wind to blow and the waters to flow. Listen to him. 19, he said, he showeth his word unto Jacob, his statutes, and he shows his judgments unto Israel. So he gave us the statutes, the judgments, Israel. And he goes on to say, he have not dealt so with any other nation, any other race. And as for his judgments, they have not even known them. So any of you other nations and races must come in by what we preach and teach, learn these statutes and commandments, and you might get to make it to the outer courts, but you won't be in the kingdom because we are the saints. We are his people, and we got the commandments and the laws. Let's come back to our culture, what he called us out to be, and leave these holidays alone. You're in the matrix right now. People, you know, brother, these people in the matrix, man, it's hard to shake yourself when you get caught up. You get caught up, man. You walk into that store, them spirits hit you. I think I want some turkey. Man, them spirits jump on you. Wait till Christmas comes. And they start playing Nat King Cole and Hot Chestnuts.
They're already doing it, man.
Yeah, they already do.
I go to the grocery store. I was going to go get me a little fruit and vegetables. They got our black people singing these pagan songs because we got rhythm and soul. These people just swaying in the aisles. It's house Christmas time. It's Christmas time. I don't want to hear about that. Cut the damn PA speaker off. I don't want to hear that. You know, they already seducing you with all this stuff right now.
Hey, man, the thing that kills me is Satan is slick. I ain't giving him no credit because he ain't slicker than the Most High. Most High only let him do a little bit. Just letting him get away with some stuff for a second. Then he going to handle him and lock him up in the lake of fire. But Satan calls a meeting every December with all the demons and spirits and say, y'all back off for a minute. Let's let everybody get in this spirit of love. Send the demon of love and cheer and thanksgiving. Let's back off and let them get in this spirit of Christmas, a whole other spirit he send out. And then as soon as New Year's is over, the antagonizing spirits come back and get on all these other nations and heathens and Gentiles. But, you know, whatever, man, we at the end of the Gentile kingdom.
I'm gonna tell you something that's different from Israel and some of these other nations. And he did do as much research and look it up. My brother knows what I'm talking about. As much plight they done put on our backs, as much suffering they've been giving us. I mean, a lot of our little kids wanted Christmas over and over again, could never get it nothing. I mean, talk about getting cold. They don't get a thing. But they got all that music and everything blaring. You take some of these white people, these heathens that have been inside these nations from over and over again. You might get some of these foolish ones of Israel that's lying it too. They get alone at Christmas time and start offing themselves, killing themselves. You know, a lot of people kill themselves on the holiday times. And you, if you think about all the stuff that Israel went with, slavery, projects, death on the streets, you can turn on YouTube right now or CNN, you're going to see some Israel getting beat down, shot down, electrocuted, whatever way you want to put today. Not in the past, but today. And you get these heathens killing themselves just because they're alone. Come on now. Tell us how strong that the Most High made Israel. You need to get away from all these pagan traditions and customs and come back to the Most High's word, because that's what's going to save you.
Man, when these heathens start losing their stocks and their houses and their jobs, they jumping off the bridge anyway.
Oh, but they don't take it anymore. They don't take everything from us, Becky.
Yeah. They don't
want to kill
it. These heathens are not going to make it, man, if they can't have their little Thanksgiving and their little times. When all that gets taken away from them, man, they jump it anyway. And then when they see a black Messiah, they're going to be like, take me now. Take me now. I am not bowing and worshiping that black man.
Yeah, you know, the weakness of spirit and the strength of the spirit that the Most High gave you to keep dealing with this stuff and still rising up, that only comes from the Most High. But yet we keep turning away from it and keep going worshiping, as our Messiah says, another Christ. You say, okay, he delivered me this. But then you go give the glory to some fake wooden stone, something that the Pope gave you. No, rely on your power to keep bringing you through. He'll make you even stronger every time you go through these trials. But you got to rely on that word. I mean, there should be no problem turning away from a Thanksgiving. There should be no problem turning away from a Christmas. And I know we have children, And I know we have mothers and fathers, but he may have sent you to be the one in that city. He may have sent you to be the one in that family to come deliver your family from these evils, from delivering them from Hasatan. That is your platform when you're staying away from these customs and traditions. You doing Thanksgiving with us today, brother, and they waiting to hear what you say? Nah, I'm keeping the words of the Most High. You can keep it moving. You can give them some scripture. You can let them understand the importance of a relationship with the Most High. To know that the Sabbath day is a sign between you and the Creator, that it is one of his feast days, and none of his feast days are done away with. So these are the things that, you know, he may have sent you just for that purpose. When you were from the womb, he said, okay, you're going to be the one that stands for the house of Israel and your portion of the vineyard. Now teach them what I told you.
And let me tell you, hey, brother, you're saying right, and Israel better come back to these commandments or else they're going to partake in all this destruction that's coming.
Yeah, because he made the lake for the snake, and you don't want to go in there. That's his curse. You don't have to choose to go with Satan. You can make a different choice. And, you know, it's just, it's unfortunate because I know when you wake up to this word and you're teaching this word and you're studying this word, and like, man, I mean, sometimes it boggles my mind because I got to call my brother V. We talk about it. You know, and they trying to kill us with this too. Do you know that we were talking about my sizzle of the corn and all. They even charge you for your own death. They put more taxes on you for your own poison that you get. It's a madness what they do it. But
yeah.
we keep, I mean, how many people, I mean, think about this, brother, just like we talked about. I don't know if it was last night or the night before. But how many of our black brothers and sisters can't wait to buy some corn in the cob, have ears of corn? With that,
man,
that cholesterol, that butter they're going to put on top of it. Clogging your arteries.
Corn with that butter, brother.
Yeah, clogging their arteries. When they have their bowel movement, they're going to have half the corn in it. They're like, man, that didn't dissolve at all. But the other part was all half that. That didn't dissolve either.
Your body ain't even digesting it, just killing you off.
Man, yeah, it's still up in you.
Yeah, 98% of all corn is genetically modified. It's not even real. They have tainted all the corn. That's my brother's saying. Y'all don't even know. So when you say all the corn is tainted, that means your corn chips, some of your potato chips, your cereals, your tortilla chips. You just keep talking about everything that's made with corn. It's all genetically modified. It ain't even real. It doesn't even reproduce after it.
Your corn oil that you're cooking with, come on, people, wake up.
Man, and what people don't know is that, listen, people, the genetically modified food causes organ failure. This is why people's kidneys are failing, livers, hearts, lungs. Food was created by the Most High to absorb the nutrients from the ground and from the sun, be ingested in your body, which comes from the dirt, and transfer the minerals to keep you sustained. Now you're eating man-made scientific food that's killing you off. You don't even realize why you don't have no energy. You're depressed. You got mood swings. Ain't got no get up and go, slamming down all kind of caffeine. That's what's going on. They're trying to kill us. They said they want the population decrease for what? What did they say they want? 500 million people, I think, because there's 7 billion people in the earth, so they want to reduce the world's population to 500 million. Maybe that might be too much. So, brothers and sisters, listen. The book of Amos told us to hate the evil and love the good. And he also said in Amos, woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. To what end is it for you, the day of the Lord? Because it's going to be a dark day. No light. And so he's saying that if you're not doing right and you caught up in the ways of this world, that judgment is going to fall on you too. So we do have to stop compromising and back away. It shall come to pass in that day, said the Lord God, that I will cause the sun to go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in the clear day. That's Amos the 8th chapter 9th verse. And he said in the 10th verse, and I will turn your feasts into mourning and all your songs into lamentation. And I will bring up sackcloth upon all loins and baldness upon every head. And I will make it as the mourning of an only son. And the end thereof is a bitter day. He said he's going to send famine. He's sending all that. So you go ahead and let these little Edomites and Esau have their day. It's coming down. It's coming down. He said they will build up, but I will throw down.
A lot of things. A lot of things they get me to. Our Israel, our people, we get a little bit of hunger. You should have some hunger pain in your body. Some of us are so obese and out of shape and overweight that you need a lot of hunger pain in your life. But he talked about the famine that's going to come across us. We so worry about eating what's on the king's table. We so worry about eating when the FDA is telling us we should eat, that we get a little bit hungry. We can't wait to get the genetically modified meats in their packages, the stuff they done put hormones on top of hormones. You got lumps and bumps coming out of your body. You don't understand it. Sometimes you maybe need to be a little bit hungry. So when you eat those vegetables and eat that stuff that comes from the earth, that you'll appreciate it more. You know, it boggles my mind, the stuff that we refuse to refrain from, especially after it's been presented to you in such a way that, hey, this is killing you, your family, and anybody that's associated with you. That's the reason why you shouldn't even eat food unless it comes from Israel. I mean, I'm serious. I mean, if it's not an Israelite brother and sister that's in this walk with you, you shouldn't even be eating their crap anyway. Because you don't know. They don't even know what stuff they put in their body. So what they don't, they're going to get put in your body. At least, you know, your brothers and sisters in this walk are looking at what they're doing to themselves. They're caring about what they're doing to you. These other heathens, boy, some of their pork got, some of the pig they're going to serve to their brothers and sisters got mouse DNA in Ebola wrapped into it that they bought at the grocery store. They so stupid, right. They don't know they're doing that to pig.
Right, right. Might not even be no whole pig. And, man, your brothers and sisters need to stop eating stuff that you see on these commercials just because they put a black face on it. Like that Popeye's chicken, they got that black lady talking about, good, and got pieces of chicken that look like a hand. Yeah, pieces of chicken that look like somebody's claw, a hand, and biscuits. Talking about, eat my chicken, my biscuits, and y'all run down and get that stuff. They trying to kill y'all. And these other nations, they weren't given these commandments, so they will eat anything. The coney, the rat, the bat. They'll eat anything called a delicacy, and we'd be like, and they'll sell it to you for, they'll make it expensive. And we think, oh, yeah, I'm living high on the hog because I'm eating this lobster and caviar. And you eating the bottom feeder, which is unclean to you.
Yeah, our people.
Restaurant.
Our people are so beguiled. I mean, we so entranced from these celebrities and stars want to be one. They put Shaq, big old ugly bottle on us somehow. What was it, like a Shaq drink he had? More high fructose corn syrup and syrup that was in there. Probably gave you diabetes after 5 of them. But just because it's got his dumb old face on it, I mean, you take Beyonce, Jay-Z, all these celebrities, they endorse a product. And us Hebrew Israelites are so ignorant, we run to the store to try to get it. Come on now. We got to stop being so, that is not our creator, that is not our savior. No man can save you. No man can redeem you. Only the Most High. So whatever they peddling, they push it, it ain't no good for you.
Patty's Pies. They breaking Walmart down today to get some Patty's Pies.
Yeah, that was like 2 weeks ago.
Patty's Pies got so many damn chemicals, it looked like a science experiment.
And with the trip is, I never had the Patty's Pie. I remember you teaching them. I bet you if they let this sit out and get hard, dropping the floor be like a brick. If it's got that many chemicals, they ain't even going to rot the right way. It's just going to be all hard. You probably use it as a weapon, Israel. When they take away our weapons, start getting some of these genetically modified foods, it'll be our rocks and stones we can throw at them when they come.
Yeah, man, because I heard some of these Edomites and these heathens talking about all the GMOs ain't so bad, the Monsanto ain't so bad. Your body has a way of assimilating it and blah, blah, blah. So you got to understand that these heathens, they love science and technology, so they'll eat that stuff up just like they quit to get a new iPhone, new computer, new pad. We know science is Satan's religion and his philosophy that tries to come against the Most High. They love trying genetically modified salmon because it's bigger. They love this stuff, man. They love this fake stuff. They think it's science, and it'll probably prolong them and preserve their bodies. So it's amazing the way they think about it.
But that's a subtlety that's in Satan. That's a subtlety that's in that adversary. Because you'll take, that's an example I'll give you, some chronic, some weed. Right, they'll tell you, okay, your body got receptors for weed. That's good. Yeah, your body can get healed with it. All right, in the way that the Most High wants you to take it. Now, they put it in some cherry paper, some blunts, and you smoke. The only thing you stuff is giving yourself carcinogens, giving yourself cancer. You're killing yourself. You're building up fluid in your lungs. See, there's stuff, just like they'll take these sugars and modified substances, and they'll say, okay, now if you eat a strawberry or orange, that's good for you. You get vitamin C, you get some minerals, you get some of these nutrients that the Creator gave for you. That's true, but a concentrated orange ain't what the Most High made. That's a man-made thing. So no, you ain't getting no vitamin C from that. Only thing you get is a blood sugar spike. That's not what the Most High created. So they'll lie to you. Tell you that these vitamin C's and elements you're getting, but you're not getting what the Most High created. You're getting what they gave you. So we got to wake up and understand that the Most High, what he gave to us, he's ordained and he's blessed. What they've given to us is not ordained and blessed. They corrupt. It's a corrupted seed.
Man, because if it ain't got no seeds in it, you need to run from it. But I know it's hard now to find some stuff with some seeds in it. You know, it's hard. They're trying to figure out how to manipulate the cherry. They don't know how to manipulate that cherry quite yet because it got that big seed in it. You know, fruits like that, but they didn't put the seeds out of the grapes, the oranges, the apples, the watermelons. Everything is seedless, and you think that's saving you the trouble of having to spit them seeds out. Every seed is medicine. Every seed is medicine. They found out that every seed is like medicine to your body. It stirs up your white blood cells and helps you to fight sickness because it has life in it. Because if you put it in the ground, it turns into a tree. That thing is full of life. It is a mystery of the Most High. A little tiny seed can turn into a large vine or a tree. Man, that's amazing. And Satan trying to destroy that. He don't want us having this life because we used to always, as little kids, swallowing them little seeds, watermelon seeds with that stuff. Man was giving us energy. We need more life.
Yeah, I can hear brothers and sisters now. Man, I'm so glad they got rid of these seeds, up these watermelons. It was tar time. Spit these things out all the time.
Yeah, man. So we got to be diligent, man, and fighting for our health. We talk about that on this show, Straight No Chaser, a lot too. Straight No Chaser.
Fighting for you.
Just give it to you.
Fighting for your life.
You're fighting for your
fighting
life.
For your life.
I tell people all the time, you got to go to the grocery store with your glasses, a calculator, and a dictionary so you can see what you're buying. If it's got a whole list of chemicals and ingredients in there, you don't even need to buy it. At the most, it should have four ingredients in there, and it should be all natural. Folks trying to kill you.
I mean, he's fighting for your children's life, your baby's life. And the worst thing about it is because the adversary, they don't lie to us so much. I look at my kids, and I tell them over and over again, you know, hey, this ain't no good. They lying to you. And like, what's good then? What should we do with this? What should we do with that? You know, my older son made me laugh because we were talking about sin. I was like, what's sin? You know, I'm trying to get him to understand the sin of transgression of law. He said, sin is the wages of death, boy. They're going to kill you. And I said, well, no, sin is a transgression of the law, but yeah, the wages of sin is going to be death. And what we're teaching our children is how to live. I mean, we got to understand that the Most High gave us a straight path to him. But the broad path, the adversary, he's going to put obstacles and things to keep you away from the word. And he wants to actually have you teach your children how to kill themselves so they can teach the next generation how to kill themselves and just fall in line with him. He wants you to work. If you can truly understand this, long as we in America, they want you to work. Shut up and die. That's all they want from you. Work as hard as you can. Don't complain about the way you're working and then go ahead and die somewhere so they don't have to pay you off what they owe you. But the Most High gave you life more abundantly.
And, you know, let me say this. You know, we're not fear-mongering. The Most High knew that we would be in this time. So he said, and when you take up any poisonous or deadly thing, it will not harm you, because he knew
that they
were going to be trying to poison us and kill us, which is why we have the importance. What is important is to pray over your food diligently, because if you believe in the Most High and you believe in miracles, this thing that the Most High can do to sustain you. So you pray over your food, and he can protect us from these poisons, but you've got to do your part. That don't mean you go eat fast food every day at McDonald's and pray over it, you being a fool. You know, that's foolishness. Just like the people that eat pork, talking about I'm just going to pray over it and eat it. Now, he told you pork was not sanctified and it was not clean and was not meant for ingesting. Like I told my brother, if you're going to eat that pork, then why don't you go eat a poisonous blowfish too? Pray over that and eat that. But see, your common sense tells you, like, oh, yeah, that fish is poison. Well, that pig is poison, but they lying to you. So I'm not saying every day, but for the Most High, the saints, the Israel, the children of Israel, some of y'all don't have the money to afford these healthy foods. But there are herbs and there are even spices for cheap in the store that you can put on your food. And you can still stay away from high fructose corn syrup. You know, there's things that you just need to look for. It don't really take a lot of money to try to do right by your body. You know, some people just need to get off to the Twinkies and Ho-Hos and cakes and just try to get on more fruit and try your best to eat organic, you know, or at least go to the farmer's market. At least those people picking their own fruits. You know, I remember when we was kids, we'd go steal plums, oranges, and apples off the tree. I'll just go down the street and pick them and take them off. Right now, we walk by a plum tree and laugh and say, what is that? Most kids be like, what is that? I'm like, I used to climb up that tree and pick a bag full of plums and take them home, and they'd be in the refrigerator. And we've lost all that. We've lost all that. But saints, listen, I'm going to tell you people out there, and I'm going to pass some of this information on too, because we see that E. coli poisoning is on the rise. Don't just go buy anything from everywhere. But for those of you, because there's a lot of poisoning going on in the fast food store, Costco, in the chicken salad, it's just popping up everywhere. They're just trying to kill people off. If you do happen to come across a bad strain of E. coli or stomach poisoning, they're not going to give you the proper medicines for you to get better. They're just going to try to hydrate you. I'm going to tell you now, mustard powder can help. I'm not proclaiming to be a doctor, but plain, simple mustard powder that you buy from the grocery store, if you actually put it in a capsule, if you can't get the capsule, you got to take it raw. It's going to have a gag effect, but mustard powder actually kills bacteria in your gastrointestinal system, in your tract, and in your stomach, and can kill E. coli. I'm just throwing that out there for you brothers and sisters, because there's a lot of food poisoning going on because you're ingesting a lot of bad stuff. So keep that one in mind.
And what you're talking about, I want to give another scripture, because I thought it was very good, brother. James chapter 5, verse 16. And for anybody who don't know, that's Yeshaya's brother. They grew up in the same household, so, you know, we believe that he knows what he's talking about. All right, he says, therefore, confess your sins one to another, just like my brother was talking. And again, they they twisted what sins are. Like if I tell my brother I got diabetes, I tell my brother that I'm eating improperly, or you tell him that you got E. coli, or you tell him that these things is happening to your life, or I'm telling my kid I've been staying worshiping on a Sunday. We confess our sins one to another and pray for one to another so that you may be healed. The effective prayer of a righteous man can availeth much. In the King James, of the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So even if I don't know everything with spices or herbs or stuff like that, I'm a little bit lost. But I plan on being righteous, and I'm seeking the Most High, and I'm praying for Him fervently. He's going to lead me to a righteous man that's going to take this off of me so I can be healed. The same way that James was talking about, the same thing that was written on. See, us brothers that are in the vineyard, when I say brothers, I mean my sisters, all of us are mankind. If we are in this vineyard doing the work of the Most High, there's somebody that has better gifts in an area than I do when it comes to this word. They're going to be able to teach me how to do something in a better way that will keep me healed and keep my family healed. But you got to stay in prayer, and you have to be trying to walk in righteousness. And if you're seeking the Most High, He's going to lead you to these things. He's not going to keep you in no stupor when you're trying to search out His word. He's going to teach you that, okay, the same way my brother was just talking about, this stuff is poison. He told you there'll be poison in the work. Most of the people believe that when they talk about that, you just talk about each poison thing you pick up will not hurt you. They think of the snakes and stuff like this. This is stuff that we're trying to put in our temples that will not hurt us. So you stay in prayer with these things, and He's going to lead these things away from you. You'll learn that high fructose corn syrup is no good for you in no shape, form, or fashion. You'll learn that, hey, I don't need never eat no corn. Now they doing what they're doing with corn. So these things He will lead you to, but you have to be faithful and you have to be righteous. And you stay in prayer, He'll lead you to the right thing. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all His righteousness, and these things, His salvation, will be added unto you. But when you start talking about prayer and the food, that just brought me to that scripture, bro.
Yeah. Yep. So important for us to come into the knowledge of that. It's a good scripture. This is so the day of mourning.
We ain't talking about getting together with your family on Thanksgiving and praying over that pig or praying over all that other stuff. Now, that's not what we're talking about, though.
Yeah, it's a day of mourning. They're sitting up there with a picture of Caesar Borgia, white Jesus. And they got that turkey on the table, which represents the death of the Indians and all the fixings. And I don't even have to go into the history. You can go online and find out all about this history. Back in the 1600s, 1500s, what they did, how they fed the people, slaughtered them. It's a day of mourning. That turkey represents that head. It's a turkey from hell. That's what it is. It represents the heads of the Native Americans and the people that were destroyed. So, yeah.
That Caesar Borgia probably acted just like that one dude act. What's his name? Jenner? Bruce Jenner?
No.
The person they're looking at praying to. Bruce Jenner. What do you call himself? Caitlin now?
Caitlin. Woman of the Year. Hey, Woman of the Year.
Yeah, that's who they prayed to. You can put their pictures interlocked with each other. You couldn't probably tell one from another.
Exactly. So, yeah, brothers and sisters, be encouraged. I'm just going to say let's boycott Black Friday. I want to give a shout-out to this one Edomite Gentile by the name of Harris Rosen, who adopted a whole town in Orlando, Florida, called Tangelo Park. And he gave free daycare to all the children, college scholarships to all the high school graduates, and graduation went up from 25% to 100%. When he goes into captivity, we might let him have we might let him serve us. But I give a shout out to that because graduations went up in that area. And
on a serious note, these brothers and sisters from another nation actually helped Israel. Because you believe, like Harriet Tubman, for example, all the slaves that she took out, and she had to have some white folk that helped her along the way. She had to have some help from another nation that helped her along the way. I mean, those people are to be allotted, because you get Israelites that won't help, wouldn't help back in then. They won't tell, Master, you know what that Harriet girl doing? She the one leading them away, you know. So these ones that actually help us, you know, it's few and far in between, but those that actually link themselves up with Israel, were willing to take these curses and these burdens along and say, hey, I know what you're doing to these people is wrong. They should be encouraged to keep doing what they're doing, to walk in this walk that we are doing. As long as they understand that we are the people of the book and that we have these curses placed upon us, and it's our job to get back to the Most High and His Creator. They cannot subservient the authority of the Most High. Just like Paul said in Romans 11, don't speak against the natural branches. Don't do that. Don't fix your lips to talk cross out, because we are the natural branches. But if you help in Israel in this walk, then I say thank you for that. You know, because Israel was put here for a purpose to wake up not just Israel, but the other nations too. That means somebody got to that heathen and told them that they were a heathen. And they said, okay, I don't want to be this way anymore. I'm going to take your God. I'm going to take his rules, his customs, and I'm going to try to walk the way you're walking. And they should be in the outer courts of the kingdom, because that's a good work to have. All right, my brother.
Hey, couldn't have said it better. So you people be encouraged, and don't let your guards down. A lot more terrorist attacks, a lot more shootings, a lot more killings coming, but we're not afraid. Most High has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Hold close to your family. Who is your family? Those that do the will of the Most High, those that keep the commandments. Let's stick together. Let's break down these walls that divide us. Talk about you ain't got the right name. You don't speak Hebrew and all this foolishness. If you keeping this Sabbath and you keeping these high holy days, because we all see through a glass dimly. We ain't none of us got 100% of the truth, because he's going to give us a pure language anyway when he returns so that we can praise him with one consent and go before him. So all that you talking going to be changed anyway. So let's know who our brothers and sisters are and keep the faith. Anything you want to say, brother, in closing?
That's right.
Where your friends
could have said that myself.
Praise the Most High. All right, man. Well, I'm going to holler at you. Most High, say the same. I'm going to holler at you on the other side.
All right, my brother. Until we see each other again, peace to your family. Shalom.
And peace unto you, too. Brothers and sisters, the only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it, but truth is a journey, not a destination. Koam Yasha Allah.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out.
Yeah. Everybody thinks we're wrong. Mother, who are they to judge us?
Mother, mother,
simply call us sweet, wear our hair long.
Mother, mother,
woo.